Good morning and welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and we are here this morning to do our daily practice. Come on, let's get to the music.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
All right. Good morning. That's Montel Jordan talking about this is how we do it. This is how we do it. That's one of my songs I like to play before I start recording that and do my thing. Hey, Monica. Welcome in. All right. We're going to get started with our practice on the Why Struggle podcast. We also simulcast in our group, which is called A Slice of Silence, your daily online meditation group. So you'll hear me talking to people and welcoming people in as they arrive. So far, I have Monica and I have Russ and Rukama, as well as Andrea that I can see. If there's someone else out there that I can't see, please do let me know. But we're going to get started. I know we had a different time today. We're back to our usual time, which is 6:45. Hello, Patricia Coleman. And we're recapping at the beginning of the week, we pulled the play card. This is a picture of two doggies. Enjoy the simple things. So I hope you're taking time to enjoy the simple things today and that you will just enjoy life. That's what it's all about. So I'm going to pick a card from our, our butterfly card deck. And the card I picked was Memories. Now remember, this card deck is about transitions, and I'm using this because we are transitioning into spring. And here in Atlanta, the transition is still transitioning because the weather's been up and down. And I thought this would be a good time to recognize kind of life transitions. And that's what these cards are specifically for. So this memory card says, this card guides you to reflect on happy memories as you look back on your life. Remembering the good times can elicit those joyful feelings and help you focus on the love instead of pain. If you are grieving the loss of a loved one, feeling glad for the time that you did spend together is especially helpful. There's no need to deal with the Your guidance includes honoring these memories through a photo album or scrapbook, through a memorial contribution or celebration, or by writing your memoirs in an autobiographical book or article. If you experience recurring challenging flashbacks, it may be time for you to work with a counselor who's specially trained in trauma therapy. This professional can help you shed the shadow of the past in a way that's healthy and promotes growth. Additional meanings: contacting someone from your past, creating a tribute to a past over a loved one, taking care of your mind through meditation and brain-stimulating work, improving your focus and concentration through detoxing and good nutrition. Good morning, Stephanie. Come on in. The card we picked today was Memories, and it's really just talking about taking time to recognize and honor any happy memories. One thing we know for sure is that the body and the mind connect. So when we have memories, if we allow those memories to, if we can focus on the happy parts of the memory, the brain does the same thing as if you are experiencing that. So it talks about if you are having a recurring challenge with flashbacks, it may be time for you to work with a counselor who's specially trained in trauma therapy. This professional can help you shed the shadow of the past in a way that's healthy and promotes growth. And the additional meanings of this card: contacting someone from your past, creating a tribute to a past over loved one, taking care of your mind through meditation and brain-stimulating work, improving your focus and concentration through detoxing and good nutrition. So that is the card. The card is a memory. And it's interesting because yesterday, my son and I, he's on break, and we went to see Us. And we were just kind of talking about it. And then he starts talking about Lacey, which is our dog, our family dog that passed last September. And he just talked about how he missed her. And I'm really glad that he feels comfortable sharing that he missed her. And, you know, we kind of talked about other dogs and that whole process. But it was just, you know, I'm glad that he feels comfortable enough to mention that he missed Lacey. And I said, you know, we miss Lacey like crazy because it's a different energy in the house when you have a dog. And she was a very spry dog. So, you know, a picture came up in my feed a couple days ago that was a picture of me standing on something with bamboo behind me. And I wanted to get a picture for some of the things that I do. And Lacey jumped up on the little stand like, what are you doing taking a picture without me? Because she was so used to being in our family pictures. If you look at our family pictures for years, I don't think anytime she was around, she was always in a picture. Because dogs are family. But anyway, so that was just a memory. And that card made me think of that situation. So we're going to get ready to do our meditation. Excuse me. Our meditation will begin with this tone. I will guide you in and out of the meditation. Thank you so much for being here. And at the end of the meditation, I will guide you out. So if you'll listen for my directions, we will go from there. I will normally ask you to keep your eyes closed until I ask you to open your eyes. So just listen for my directions and we shall begin. We begin by taking 3 deep breaths. So we'll breathe in from the bottom of our belly with a deep breath in. We'll hold for a moment and exhale with a loud sigh. So let's breathe in, hold, and exhale. Breathe in, hold, and exhale. And our final breath in together, breathe in, hold, and exhale. And allow your eyes to close or lower. And this is just to lessen any external distractions. And now just breathe at your own rate, pace, and rhythm. Just breathing in and breathing out. Allowing your body to relax more and more with each breath. Just breathing in and breathing out. And let's place 1 or 2 hands right in the center of your chest. And again, this is another signal for your body, to your mind, to relax. And breathing in and breathing out, relaxing, becoming present with this moment, with this special sacred time. And as we're breathing in and breathing out, I want you to think of a memory, a situation, or a person that does bring you joy, or something that is joyful or happy. Just begin to have that memory. Begin to feel your body. As we begin to think about experiences, it really does begin to fill our bodies with the energy of what that experience or memory was. So just be there with all of your senses. Remember the sights that you saw, the smells, the tastes in your mouth, the sounds that you heard, the textures of the touch or the clothing you wore, and any feelings. Just be there as much as you can. Begin to get in that feeling space and feeling tone of whatever your experience or memory you're calling up. And notice any changes in your body as you begin to feel and recount that experience or memory. And be there from the beginning to end. Be in that space. And just allow the silence to hold you up. And be in that space, in that memory, in that energy. And breathe. As we begin to return back to this present moment, we remind ourselves, I am safe. I am calm. I am a creator of my life. I am connected to all there is. I trust myself. I am loving. I am loved. I am lovable. I see the vision for my life. I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me, and I'm grateful. With your eyes still closed, rub your hands together. And let's place your left hand over your left ear, your right hand over your right ear. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Open your eyes and take a look around and move your body if it wants to be moved. Mine does. And let's just say thank you. Thank you, 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 thank you. And just bow to all the people that are with us in their practice, that are impacting their lives and other lives by taking time to connect with themselves and their higher power. I am grateful that you're here with me. I'm grateful that you're listening on the podcast, and we'll be here tomorrow. I encourage you to get out in nature to celebrate Mother Nature by being out in the magnificence that Mother Nature provides. And to remember that it starts with you, it starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.